So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
What's up, Deep Divers? Thank you very much for joining me, Adam Roa, for this episode of Deep Dive Musings. Today, I want to talk about tribe. Building a tribe, finding a tribe, and by tribe, I mean community. It's such a valuable piece of my life and something that I actually didn't feel like I had for a very, very long time. You see, when I was growing up, I was much closer to my friends than I was to my family. My friends were the people that I could confide in. They were the people I could rely on. And I just didn't feel the same way about my family. And so friends were always so important to me. And I grew up with four really, really great friends. And in my high school, college years, these four friends, we became known as the Four Horsemen, and we were just inseparable. We really loved each other. We did everything together, and these three guys, lifelong friends. Then I moved out to California to become an actor and pursue my dream, and from that moment to this one, my connection to those three has slowly started to, I'm not going to call it deteriorate, but let's say change, right? Like my life is not quote unquote normal. What interests me, how I live, is outside the norm of what most people would experience. I legitimately don't know where my next paycheck is coming from. I honestly, until we signed our 1 year lease, just this past, about 6 weeks ago, I had no idea where I was going to be living. So that's not normal. It makes quite a few people uncomfortable to think about living that way. And the further removed I get from quote unquote the normal, the less connected I am to that group of friends. And that's okay. That's totally okay. I'm not here to cry over any of that. I'm actually incredibly grateful for the time that I had with them and for the love I still have in my heart. I mean, when we get together, it's like no time's passed at all. And once I moved, once I made that move to California and started to lose connection to the people back in Arizona, I realized I don't have friends. Like I don't have that like core tribe, that group, that community that basically was my family. And it was really tough for a while. It was something that I would regularly feel lonely. And I developed this really thick skin where I told myself, you know, I don't need community. I don't need to have friends. Like I'm here to do this thing and I am pursuing my dream and that's all that's important. And I will develop friendships along the way. And even if I don't, like what's important is the message and the mission and the career. And over time, I started to develop my tribe. I started to find people that I resonated with on like a soul level, soul family. I started to recognize the importance of community, not just to myself, but to others. Then I started to put myself out on social media and put out videos and posts and regularly release content that people started to resonate with, to the point where now thousands and thousands of people are connected to me on social media and interacting with my posts and my comments, sending me messages. And the most exciting part about all of that is within the comments, you all are interacting with each other. There are people who know each other. When you get on a Facebook Live, you're like saying hi to each other. You get to know each other through the community, the tribe that's being created on social media. And that's really exciting for me to see. And so as I've found community, as I've found tribe, I've recognized this part of myself, this piece that was missing, that had was lying dormant, that I didn't allow myself to even think about, because at the time when I didn't feel it, when I didn't have it, it just would have made me sad. It would have made me wish that something was different. And I wasn't willing to look at that. I wasn't willing to change that at the time. It was easier for me to say, oh, that doesn't matter. And I remember the turning point. It was actually this funny thing. Some of you may know who Tai Lopez is. Tai Lopez is a very famous coach and motivational speaker. He puts out the videos that are not everyone's cup of tea. It's those ads where he's like in his garage with Lamborghini and giant houses and girls and stuff, and talking about how he used to be living on a friend's couch and now he has all that stuff. And so he uses that stuff as kind of a motivator, which isn't my cup of tea necessarily. But what's interesting about that is Melinda and I were watching some stuff on YouTube, some motivational content, and his ad came up. And it's a long ad. It's like 3 minutes, 3 minutes, 7 minutes, something like that. And you click on it, and he had us hooked. And so we clicked on it, and it took us to something. I think we had to put in our email address or something like that. And we got to watch like a 90-minute video that he had set up. And this 90-minute video was talking about the importance of the people you spend your time with. And this is what I want to pass along to you today. You are the sum of the five people you spend the most time with. It's very important, so I'm going to repeat it to you. You are the sum of the people, the five people that you spend the most time with. When Melinda and I heard that, and it was something we had heard before, but it just never clicked. You know, that thing where you can hear something over and over and over again, but until you're actually the space to receive it, until you're at that very particular point in your life where it makes sense, you don't actually hear it. And so this particular day, we heard it, and we each took out pen to paper, and we wrote down the five people that we each spent the most time with. Obviously, number one was each other. But outside of each other, we realized that the five people that we spent the most time with were all people who were looking to us for guidance. We were the ones who people would come to for advice. We were the ones that people would regularly look to see what's next. Oh, what book are you both reading? What workshop do you recommend? What's like the area you guys are researching right now? You know, can you help me with this? And we love that. I mean, it's become how we make a living now. And it's important to have people in your life who fulfill that role for you. It's important that you have people in your life that you can look to for guidance, for mentorship. And so the other rule that's important to apply that is pretty helpful is the one-third rule, the 3-3-3, which is one-third of the people you spend the most time with should be people that are pulling you forward, that you're looking towards for guidance, for mentorship, for advice, that you're inspired by. 1/3 of the people that you spend the most time with in your life should be people who are peers. You are at the same stage in some way, shape, or form. They're people that you can talk to about what you're going through and share war stories and just grow together. And then 1/3 of the people you spend the most time with should be people who look to you for guidance, look to you for encouragement and advice and to be inspired by. Each of those three roles are of vital importance for bringing your relationships into a space that are optimal for your development. There is a lot of value to be had from mentoring and guiding and providing value to people who are inspired by you. You learn just as much from teaching as you do from being taught. Having people who look to you as a role model is great to help motivate you to continually be your best. Having peers, so important. So important to feel camaraderie. It's so important to feel like you're not in it alone, that people can relate to what you're going through and you can relate to others. And having mentorship is so crucial that I can almost not even put it into words. I tell people that the two biggest shifts in my life since I consciously decided I want to take control of my life, I want to start creating something very specific, I want to take my life to the next level. Since I made that decision, the two biggest game-changing moments came, one, from ayahuasca, from plant medicines in general, and two, when I decided to hire my life coach. That decision to hire a coach happened in many respects because of this exercise. The exercise of, okay, let me list the five people that I spend the most time with, and let me break down the 10 or 12 people that I spend a lot of time with regularly and see this 1/3 rule, this 3-3-3 rule, and recognizing I didn't have the mentorship in my life. And because I didn't really know where to start, I decided to hire a mentor. I didn't actually know at the time how big of a difference it would make. I legitimately did not. I just knew that some very successful people and some great books like Think and Grow Rich and other books were talking about the importance of mentorship. And so I bought in. I said, okay, I'm willing to listen to that. I'm willing to take that chance. And I'm so glad I did. And now I'm sharing it with you. Because I didn't have anyone in my life that I could ask to mentor me, I didn't have people in my life who I looked to who were incredibly inspiring, not people that I like had a personal connection to. I hired someone, and it changed my life dramatically. And so this is all about building community. This is about building tribe. The reason it starts with analyzing who you're spending your time with is because the people you spend your time with are a reflection of where you're currently at. They're a reflection of you. You are the sum of the five people you spend the most time with. And that knowledge, that awareness, I always say this, which is that awareness is the first step. Awareness gives you choice. So if you take a look at those people that you're spending the most time with and you recognize, wow, I don't have people that are pulling me forward like I did, then you get to have the conscious choice. Is that what you want in your life? Do you want people who inspire you to be a regular part of your day-to-day experience? If that is the case for you, you get to start taking conscious action to create that. What does that look like? What does conscious action look like if you want to change your tribe? Let's say that I'm going to go a step further, because maybe you do have people who inspire you. But let's say that you want to shift careers. You want to change your job. You want your lifestyle to look different. I just helped coach someone who is making six figures doing something that she loves to do, but she wants a different lifestyle. She wants to create something where she can work remotely from anywhere in the world. Okay. Now that you want to make a change like that, are the people that are currently inspiring to you still inspiring, knowing you want to shift your focus? Let's say you're in the corporate business world and you have mentors and people who inspire you in that world, but now you want to step out of the corporate environment and start your own holistic healing business as an entrepreneur who works remotely from anywhere in the world. Do you feel inspired in that arena by the same people? If not, do you want to be? Would you like to add that to your tribe, to your community? Well, then you get to take conscious action. And so what does conscious action look like when building a tribe, when expanding your community? First, it looks like getting really clear about what you want, right? That's where this analysis comes in. That's where the five people and the 333 rule, that's where that comes in. And then your intention. Why do you want this tribe? Why do you want this community? The example I just gave is, oh, I'm shifting careers. I would like to have community that motivates me and people who can relate to what I'm going through. And that's important to me because shifting careers is scary. So I'd like to build that community to help me through this time and keep me motivated as I move forward and forward and forward. So now that you know your intention, now that you know why you want it, you get to think about, okay, what would I be doing if I was fully living out that intention, that dream, that goal? What would I be doing? And you start to integrate all of those activities into your life. So what do I mean by that? If you want to be working from anywhere in the world remotely, that means that a lot of your business will probably be on the internet. The community, the clients, the way that you communicate with people will probably wind up being primarily through the internet. That's just the day and age that we live in. So, knowing that, what are the communities on the internet with which you can find people who you can look to for motivation, people who may be peers starting out in entrepreneurship? Great thing is Facebook. Facebook, for example, has so many groups with thousands of people in them for entrepreneurs, for spiritual healers, for business coaches, for all of it. Whatever you want to do, there's groups online for you to be a part of. You can do it in person. let's say that you want to, I'm still using this example. Let's say you want to start like a holistic healing business, right? Well, what's around you right now that falls into that category? Where are the holistic healers in your area congregating? Can't speak today. Congregating. Where are they hanging out? What are they doing? Is there a spiritual center in your community? Have you been going? Have you been attending events? Are you going to workshops and lectures by some of those healers in your area or people passing through? If you want people who are just supportive of personal development, maybe this personal development world is super new to you, and you're not being supported by the people in your life currently as you go on this journey. Well, where are the supportive people? They're probably at the personal development workshops. They're probably signing up for the online courses. They're probably communicating through Facebook channels, such as the comment sections or the Facebook Live videos. They're just actively involved. So your conscious action looks like getting involved, putting yourself in the situations and the places where you are most likely to meet the people who share your interests. In the next coming weeks, I'm going to have my friends Preston Smiles and Alexi Panos back on the podcast. They are currently staying in my house in Encinitas for the next month. So super stoked about that because we have some amazing conversations, as you can imagine. And what's really great is they have, in many ways, been one of the key cogs in how my community, my tribe, has developed. They've introduced me to a number of people. They have invited me to a number of different programs and workshops, etc. And the reason why that happened is because I put myself out in a situation where I could meet people who shared my vision, who shared my excitement for personal development. I met them in the jungles of Costa Rica at a 4-day, maybe 5-day event for personal development workshops. Melinda and I attended, and every day you went to workshops in the morning, and in the afternoon you listened to talks, and then you went to another workshop in the evening, and you just repeated this. This was the first big event like that we had ever attended, flying to another country, staying in the jungle, taking part in all these different workshops. And we did that within a month of deciding, wow, the sum of these people and the 333 rule were lacking. We would like some more peers. We would like some more mentors. And so the very first thing we did was book this trip. We bought tickets. And at that event, we met Preston and Alexi. And the story goes from there. It was a distinct turning point in my life because it was a conscious decision. And anytime you make a conscious decision like that, the universe, your reality around you will shift to accommodate. You're the ultimate creator. You're creating whatever you'd like to see show up. If you want more mentors in your life and you decide that's what you want, and then you take the action to make it happen, it will happen for you. My Money is simply energy. So where your energy goes, okay, you will see your reality shift. Right? So let's take it into a completely different realm. If you put energy into working out, exercising, your body will begin to shift. Right? So, money being energy, if you put that money towards drugs and drug use, heroin and cocaine and alcohol, your reality around you will begin to shift in a very certain particular way, right? And if you take that money, that energy, and you put it towards personal development, your reality will begin to shift. If you take that money with the intention of increasing the number of people in your life who motivate you, increasing the amount of peers who you're inspired by, if you take that money and put it towards finding mentorship, the reality around you will begin to shift. It's where you ultimately decide to put your energy, and that energy can look like attending a local meetup or participating in Facebook groups. That's also energy. I'm using money because for me at the time, money was the thing that I personally used as my energy investment. Attending the event in Costa Rica, hiring a life coach. I've told this story many times, but when I hired my coach, I didn't have thousands of dollars in the bank. I couldn't pay this person from my bank account. I had to put the entire thing on a credit card. Melinda, when she hired her coach, she asked me if I would be able to cover her half of the rent, because paying the coach meant she didn't have rent. And if she didn't make money in the next few weeks after hiring this coach, she wouldn't be able to pay. For the first time in our, at the time, I think we'd been together 5 years or something. But that's how committed we both were to changing it, to shifting it. And everything you see as a result, this podcast, the group coachings, moving to Encinitas, all of it is the result of that decision. That decision to say, all right, all of our energy goes into creating what we want to see in our lives. And that starts with finding our tribe. So, as a recap here, get very clear about what your tribe looks like now. The tribe that you have currently is a reflection of where you are at. It's a reflection of what your values are and where your energy is going and what your own self-worth is. And so get very clear about that. Do the five people, do the 3-3-3 rule. And then decide what you want. What do you want it to look like? What would you like the 5, 10, 20 people that you spend your time with every single week, what would you like that community to look like? How would you like it to be impacting your life? And then put your energy into conscious action based on what it looks like if you had that community. If you want people who in your life who travel all the time, like you really want to be surrounded by people who are well traveled, you may need to travel. The people you're going to meet while you're traveling are the type of people who travel regularly. This is not crazy rocket science, right? But it does take conscious effort. It does take a willingness to go there. If you want something you've never had, you get to do something you've never done. Meaning, if the tribe you currently have, if the community you're surrounded by, is not the community you would actually like to have in your life, you're going to get to do different actions so that you can create a different result. The actions that you're taking now have led you to exactly where you're at now. And that's the scary part. Many times as human beings, we're scared of the unknown. Like, even if the unknown has the potential of being amazing, just the fact that it's unknown, and in our minds we've convinced ourselves it can be worse, it's scarier than a known commodity, even if that known commodity is not great. Even if it's painful. So many people stay in relationships that they're not happy in because the fear of being alone and not finding someone else is more scary, even though the potential exists to find an even better relationship for you or for them. That known commodity is a safety net. And when creating tribe, creating community for yourself, you have so much more control than you think. It may take the willingness to face that fear of the unknown. I appreciate all of you who are in my tribe. I appreciate every single one of you who listens to this podcast. I appreciate every single one of you who comments on Facebook or Instagram, who partakes in the webinars or joins the coachings, or especially those of you who are my one-on-one clients. So much love to you. Thank you for being a part of my journey. Thank you for motivating me and inspiring me and allowing me to motivate and inspire you and giving me the opportunity to create the life that I want to lead. It's been a conscious decision and probably the biggest shift in my entire life. So I want to encourage you to take the time to analyze where you're at, figure out what you want, and go out and create it. You are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.